It has been our custom for many years now to have a camp scholarship program, and it has been a blessing to us, I believe, in our home, and I trust it has been in your homes as well. And I know we have some visitors with us today. I just want to let you know kind of what we have required of the kids. We have a number of different things that are designed to develop their Christian disciplines and a key element of that is the memorization of Scripture. But we have them write missionaries, read missionary letters, do acts of service, to read books on different topics, oftentimes biographies and autobiographies of believers that have gone before us and have set examples of God's work in hearts and lives. So they do quite a bit of that. We require them to keep track of their daily devotions, and for the most part, I don't judge them on that. In fact, this year I was very lenient. As you get into senior high, it's right in the paper. I could give you a reduction if it looks like you're not really putting forth an effort. I could have done a little bit of that, but I don't want to be a discouragement. This is to encourage you. You know, this is something we all need to be doing, and it's a difficult thing. Our lives are busy, and I just appreciate trying to instill the habit of these things and the work that they have done in that. So I want to just be an encouragement to them. We have the older students do a Bible word study. It is our individual responsibility before God to know His Word and to walk in His Word, and not to just rely upon other people to tell us what God says. We need to have the ability to look into the Word of God and to discern it for ourselves. And I'm not judging or docking them when they make mistakes on these things. It's a learning experience. It's you do the work and you learn from it, and we would desire to encourage you by sending you to camp for doing these things. And then they memorize the Word of God, and we want to put a lot of emphasis upon that. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And we've been looking at Psalm 119 on Sunday evenings, and a whole psalm dedicated to the importance of the Word of God. Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against You. As I think about the importance of hiding God's Word in our heart, it's not just for kids, it's for all of us. It's there so that we would know what sin is. And as you talk to people in this world, they have their own ideas of what is sin. And oftentimes they get this impression that sin is only if I do these really horrible things like murder somebody. Well, we don't really know what sin is unless you've heard from God. And He's already told us. He's laid it out in His Word. And we need to realize that we are born in sin, and we sin because we are sinners. And so we need to know what it is that is displeasing to God and goes contrary to His nature. We memorize so that we would not, know what to do about our sin. The Bible gives us the pathway of salvation. Repent, believe, receive. We have to place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, not in our own works and our own goodness. It also tells us that once we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, that we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And we need to know what to do about our sin and how to get it out of our lives. So that we would know God and His Son, Jesus Christ. This isn't just about memorizing things. It's not just words on a page. It's not academic. It's not just doctrine. This is to develop a relationship. And memorizing doesn't necessarily do that, but it does help when we are seeking that relationship. It helps develop that relationship. And so we want to know who God is. We want to know His Son, Jesus Christ. We do this so that we might fellowship with God, not just to know about Him, know what He's like, but to be able to walk in a relationship with Him. And so that we would gain a heart of wisdom for life, as our verse says, that it's good for doctrine, that is, what is true, for reproof, to tell us where we have strayed, for correction, how we can get right, and for instruction in righteousness, how we stay right. But he goes on, he says that we would be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And Peter says something similar, that God has given us all things for life and godliness. For us to live in the sin-cursed world, no matter how dark it may get, we have what is necessary to please God. And we know that as we come to His Word. And so it is so important to memorize and to know the Word of God. So at this time, we're going to start having the kids come up, and we're going to bring them up in groups and step right up to the mic. Everybody wants to hear you. Speak up. And most of you have been through this a few times, so you know what it's all about. So we'll have Evan, Shama, and Bethany will come up. Yep, bring your Bibles open to where you need to be. Okay. There we go. Evan. Yeah, I forgot to write Evan's down. He memorized John chapter 1, starting with verse what?
8.
Verse 8. Okay, you want to step right up there and start quoting.
He was not that light, but He was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him.
But as
many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe on His name,
who were
born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Is that it?
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
All right, good job. And then Bethany has memorized Psalm 1 and part of Psalm 2.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight shall be in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves shall also not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast their cords from us.
Okay, thank you. And let's see, you read a book, 10 Girls That Did Not Give In. Can you tell me something about the book?
I switched to John Wycliffe.
You switched to John Wycliffe. Well, tell me about John Wycliffe.
He was trying to make an English version of the Bible, the whole Bible, for everyone.
Okay. Yes, and I have that here as my mistake, sorry. So, did he suffer for Christ?
Not really.
Not really? Well, when I read your paper, it said that they were trying to capture him.
They didn't succeed.
They didn't succeed. Okay, good. All right. Shiloh was the one that read 10 Girls That Didn't Give In. And she had memorized six of the 9 verses. So, all right. You guys can be seated. We'll have Aaron, Elizabeth, Jonathan, and Jacob. Let's have the girls up first. You guys can have a seat. Okay. Okay, Aaron memorized from Psalm 119, starting at verse 65. You have
dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge. For I believe in your word.
Commandments.
For I have been afflicted.
I went astray.
I have been led astray.
But now I keep your word.
Now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes.
Mm-hmm. The proud
have forged a lie against me.
But I will keep
your commandments.
Precepts with
my whole heart.
Their heart?
But their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law.
It is good
for me that I have been afflicted.
That I may learn.
That I may learn your statutes.
Mm-hmm. The law
of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold or silver.
Okay. And then, Elizabeth, what was your?
Colossians 1 through 5 and John 3.
Colossians. What was it again? Colossians 1, verses 3.
1:1-5.
Okay. I'm there.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God, our Father,
and
our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Christ Jesus, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in him and for your love for all the saints. Because of the hope which is laid up in heaven for you, of which you heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel. And then John 3, in the blue marks.
Verse 4.
Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
That which
is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again.
Okay. And you read 10 Girls Who Made a Difference.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about one of those?
Well, there's Ann Judson, which my Melissa and mom read and stuff. And you could read about her and how she was writing Bibles, I think, in secret to give to people. But the spies, I think, found her out, and they put her husband in this type of camp, I think.
Camp or jail?
Jail.
Imprisoned him?
Prison, yeah. That was pretty cool.
Okay. Let's see, Aaron, you read about Fanny Crosby. Can you tell me a little bit about Fanny Crosby?
Fanny Crosby was a blind lady who wrote over 1,000 hymns.
Okay. Did you like the book?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. You guys can be seated. Take your Bibles. I'm getting the collection. Okay, guys. Let's see, we got Jonathan memorized Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 19.
O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Have you received the Spirit from the works of the law, or from the hearing of faith?
Are you
so foolish, having begun in spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain?
Therefore
those who are of faith,
Therefore
he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
Just as
Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him as righteousness, therefore know that
Those who are
of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed.
So then,
So then...
Those who are...
So then those who are in faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For the law...
For as many...
For as many as are of the workers of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
But that no
one is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
Yet the law
is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them.
Christ
has redeemed us from the curse, having become the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
All right, I'll let you stop there. All right, Jacob, you read a book, 10 Boys Who Used Their Talents.
Yep.
Can you tell me about it?
Some of the guys that were in the book had talents about doctors, and others had books about writing stories. C.S. Lewis made this book called Narnia, The Chronicles of Narnia. And one guy asked him, is Aslan supposed to be Jesus? C.S. Lewis had to think about that one and said, if you think so, yeah.
Okay, and Jonathan, you read Hudson Taylor.
His father was a doctor, and he grew up and became a missionary and a doctor to China.
Okay. You guys can go ahead and be seated. We'll take Megan and Ellen. A lot of the high schoolers memorized out of Psalm 119, and so we're going to start with those that started in some of the earlier verses. So Ellen memorized from verses 1 through 27.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I have kept your statutes, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
Deal
bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. For I am a stranger on the earth, do not hide your commandments from me.
My soul
breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sin, speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes.
Your testimonies?
Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul clings to the dust, revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me to understand the way of your precepts. I will meditate on your wonderful works.
That was it. I want the next 27, too. Let's see. So Ellen memorized from verse 20 to 46. I'm sorry, did I say Megan? Sorry.
My soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments.
Remove
from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but I have kept your testimonies. Your servant meditates on your precepts.
Statutes.
Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul clings to the dust, O Lord, do not put me to shame.
Revive.
My soul clings to the dust, revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways, and you have answered me.
Teach me,
O Lord, and
teach me your statutes.
Teach me your statutes.
Make me
understand the way of your precepts, and I shall
meditate.
And I shall meditate on your wonderful works.
My soul melts. My soul melts from heaviness.
My soul melts with heaviness.
Strengthen me.
Strengthen me according to your word.
Remove
from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously.
I have chosen
the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me, and I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I shall keep your commandments. I shall run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart.
We'll let you stop there. All right. Megan, you read The Cross and the Switchblade. What was so interesting about this?
It was about a country preacher who went to New York and preached to the gangs there.
Did he have any success in that?
He had a lot of success. Some of the major gang leaders came to Christ and turned themselves in.
Sounds like it was kind of dangerous.
It was.
Anything happened to him?
No.
Okay. Then Ellen, you read It's a Crazy Wonderful Life.
So that was about John Hartog II. He was a pastor in a lot of churches. He was a librarian and a teacher, and then he became a professor at Faith.
Okay. So what was so crazy and wonderful about his life?
He had a lot of near-death experiences. He was traveling with a whole hive of bees, and he slammed on the brakes, and all the bees flew out all over the place and landed all over, and he didn't get stung.
Right. I think that's, I didn't write down. Did you guys do word studies? All right. Ellen, go ahead and tell me about your word study.
I did it on the word precepts, and it means a law or a written command.
Okay. Why is that important to you?
It was used a lot in the passage I memorized.
And Megan?
I did a word study on the word revive. It means to live or to come back to life.
Okay. Remember why it was important to you?
It was used only once in the passage that I was memorizing, and a lot of the other words had a lot of repetition, so.
Okay. All right, you guys can be seated. Allison, Maya, and Melissa. Okay, you guys both memorized the same passage, Psalm 119, 65 through 91. So if you want to just say it together.
You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes.
Before I was afflicted, the proud have forgotten.
Forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me.
Let your
tender mercies be for my comfort, according to your word to your servant. Let your tender mercies come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they have treated me wrongfully with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you come return to me,
those who know
your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching your word, saying, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes.
How many?
How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me?
The proud
have dug pits for me,
which is not according to your law.
All of your ways,
commandments
are faithful.
They persecute
me wrongfully. Help me.
They almost
made an end to me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts.
Revive me
according to your loving kindness, for your law is my
delight.
So that I may
keep the testimonies of your mouth.
Forever,
O Lord, your word is
seated in heaven.
Is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth, and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants.
Good job. Okay, Maya, you read an interesting book, One Blood.
It was about racism and how God has made all the people on the earth out of one blood, and we're all created in his image, so there's really only one human race, and it's not biblical to treat people differently based on their skin color.
Okay, good job. And your word study was on faithfulness?
It meant like firm in the truth, constant, and something that you could put your trust in.
Okay. Why did you find that important to your life?
Because God's faithful to us, and we should be faithful to him because we can trust him.
Okay. And Melissa Ann Judson?
Ann grew up in a congregational church, and then went on to go to Burma, and she became a Baptist and served missions there with translating the Bible and tracts and keeping a school for the children there and helping her husband out in the prison.
Okay. And your word was afflicted?
Afflicted, my word say about that we can be afflicted for good, that God uses affliction through our lives, and that through affliction we can learn things.
Okay. Thank you very much. You can be seated. Don't go too far because we're going to have everybody come back up. Go ahead and have everybody that has participated come up. And I'm going to ask for a couple of volunteers after I get done handing these out to pray for our kids as they go to camp. So guys, you might be thinking about volunteering for prayer. Now you're going to have to maybe go up. Okay. Like I said, if we receive enough money through the offerings, this will be a percentage. If not, it's points. And what we'll do is we take the offering and divide the points by the offering, and that sets the amount 1 point is worth, and then we'll take it times what you receive. And that will divide up the money in such a way that you get proportionate to what you've earned. So, Evan South, you did 75% or 75 points. Shyla did 75, she's not here. Jacob Gerlach did 75%. And then Maya South did 87. And Bethany did 87. And Jonathan did 90. And Allison did 96. And then Ellen Gerlach did 100. And Megan 100. Melissa 100. And Elizabeth 100. And Aaron. There you are. Did 100%. So, thank you for all of the work that you guys did. I know it's not easy. You got your schoolwork going on at the same time that you're working on all this stuff. And I really appreciate the work that you put into it. And I hope that you put some thought into it as well. That it's not just, you know, memorizing stuff, but think about what you're doing and develop your relationship with the Lord through this, okay? So if I can have a couple guys pray for our camp season.